Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What up? We're back. It is Thirsty Thursday. Jay Foreman, DP, Austin Norman, old school. Strix national holiday, followed by WTF after we get off at 6. But we're old school, brought to you by the Mercado Certified Piedmontese, Special Ingredients and Butcher Shop, 84th and Havelock, 30th and Yankee Hill, 168th and Maple up there in the O. The day after mini Armageddon, probably the quickest storm that we've had. And people still without power. It was pretty intense storm. But you know, I was just watching the women's basketball team, and I would say this is I sent you guys the rundown. But the men's basketball team, you know, it made somewhat news that when Tatum had to sit, and then it was Kerr said, well, the next game when we play South Sudan, we're gonna need some more kind of players that can play, you know, multiple positions. So Tatum would definitely play. He actually started. Joel Embiid ended up, not playing. Do you guys think it's more of circumstantial, or those two guys have played themselves to, what do they got, 12 players, 11 and 12 spot on this roster?
I mean,
it's not a knock because these guys are phenomenal, but
right, like they
have not looked well though.
We talked about conditioning. We talk about style of play. Are you willing to get elite players to do what they said they would do if they made the team?
Yeah,
and that changes. We know that it changes, and we also know that when you put NBA players in an environment where there's so much other stuff going on, these are creatures of habit. So you put them in an Olympic Village with thousands of other athletes, always events going on. Folks get distracted. Folks don't put in the work. They don't take care of themselves, a bunch of reasons. If you said that you were going to sit down a player every game just to prepare for the finals, that would have made too much sense.
Right.
We'd all went, yeah, that. Man, Tatum played a whole season plus another postseason. Embiid, off an injury, straight into Olympic trials and rehab. And, okay, if you just say, I'm going to rotate guys that I give a day off, nobody thinks any more of it. Like, wouldn't that have been simple just to go, listen, nobody's going to play. Like, Durant didn't play up until two games ago.
Yeah, I mean, but he was full-fledged in, like, rehab mode.
Don't you think Embiid was, really? Like, that he just didn't push too early, too much too soon?
No, I don't think it's distraction either.
What do you think?
He's lazy.
I think it's a weird fit for Embiid with Kerr. I think everything Joel Embiid does well is not emphasized in what Steve Kerr wants to run, and vice versa. I think Joel Embiid's an extremely talented player, and I think it's a coup that America got him and kept him away from France.
Right,
it is. But I also think he hasn't figured out how to work into the ecosystem, and the ecosystem hasn't figured out how to work him in. And given the injury rehab and ramp up that you're talking about, it's a bummer he hasn't adjusted better. But I don't know if we should be shocked given the ramp up, given the stylistic headbutting that's going on. You'd rather have him than not have him, but I'm not surprised there have been the kinks in the system.
Well, but then why take him? Like if Tatum, if Tatum doesn't fit you.
Ah, see, Tatum does, but the shots abandon him.
Okay.
He's shooting 24% from three. If he was shooting at, you know, 37-38% like he has done in the NBA, then there's a role for him as, you know, he's probably, you know, your best wing defender on the team. Not point of attack defender, but as a wing. But he's not shooting it well, and so he's taking some tough shots, and he hasn't fit in, you know, off the ball as well.
You have 12 All-Stars.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know you have 12 All-Stars.
Mm-hmm.
And you know not everybody plays well all the time. The original Dream Team, when Bird got hurt, you sat him. When Ewing was playing well, you sat Robinson. When Robinson was playing well, you sat Ewing. Clyde Drexler didn't get the minutes he normally gets because, I don't know, Jordan. Like,
who dat?
We keep forgetting when you put all-star teams together, especially in basketball. We're not talking about baseball, football, where you have a whole bunch of numbers and spare numbers. We're talking about 12 of the best players in the world.
Mm-hmm.
I hate to tell you, Serbia's having the same problem. Canada's having the same problem. Who are you going to play? Who are you going to sit? And why are you sitting them? Like, just to me, like, okay, Kerr, you got some stuff going on, bro. Okay. But I don't know. Jay, you know me. I lean away from calling an elite athlete lazy. Like,
why not?
Because... It goes
I'm not calling nobody who
plays at that level lazy because they're doing a thing that most 99% of the human beings can't do. That's just me.
Being an elite athlete has nothing to do with your action, though. Being an elite athlete is generally what you're born with, and then you put in the work to make yourself an elite athlete. Being lazy is a choice. Being out of shape is a choice. Joel Embiid looked like he's in his second trimester.
And that's why I'm not even really thinking about
you can't tell me you're at the Olympic Village, all of a sudden you lost focus when they were in Las Vegas and playing those exhibition games. I mean, you were doing things that...
Well, he's looked the same from Vegas to France.
But
he hasn't gotten better.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So you were doing things that kids like don't do in high school.
Yeah.
Like, you're just handing it off to the other team. So either your lack of focus or the idea was really fun, right? To be involved with the, you know, Olympic team. It was fun at the time. Realistically, it might not, you know, when you have to go through a season and he got banged up and it was obviously a hard series for him.
Mm-hmm.
Then he was like, oh, probably this isn't as fun as I want to do. But
everyone of the, since, because we went through this with the Olympic team that lost. Then Dream Team 2, Dream Team 3, in every case, in every version, remember the LeBron Kobe ones that they had to go and rescue because they weren't playing at level and they weren't beating people at the volume that people thought they should have. I'm never surprised that an elite basketball team in an Olympic situation doesn't gel and play well because it happens every Olympic. Every Olympic, we have this discussion about the talent, every single one. So,
and at some point, it's not on the players, it's on the federation. It's on USA Basketball to
better.
Say, you know, hey, let's maybe get these guys in the gym together before training camp.
And some of it, right, and some of it, like, you can't ask Tatum to be all in because, I don't know, I'm the world champion, and, hey, you didn't bring my dude with me. Like I'm used to playing. Like, I've gotten extremely comfortable in crucial situations to have Brown and White and, okay, like, this is what – send Boston. If you want to do – like, you want them to play well together, send the world champions to the Olympics that year. That'll solve the problem.
Yeah. I mean, it
– Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
These days, work is in trouble. We've outsourced most of our manufacturing to other countries, sending away good jobs and our capability to make things. American Giant is pushing back against that tide. They make the high-quality clothing staples you need for a comfortable, stylish, and active summer wardrobe, like vintage-style tees, breathable polos, lightweight sweatshirts, and so much more, right here in the USA. So when you buy American Giant, you create jobs in towns and cities across the country, and jobs bring pride, purpose. They stitch people together. Support America's workers and get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with promo code STAPLE20. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code STAPLE20.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
That could help, but they're not moving heaven and earth trying to, I mean, what Steve Kerr is asking them to do is really not essentially hard basketball. When Joel Embiid, it's hard for me to say, well, Steve Kerr is the coach. He doesn't know what to do with Joel Embiid. If you watch the game, they run four out and just try to dump it into him. Mm. I mean, if that is not high school basketball or just big man basketball one-on-one, and then you're falling all over. Now, granted, I know you're coming back from an injury, but it seems to be, you know, working for other guys. I just think that, you know, and it is hard to take guys at this point versus 92 Dream Team or when Kobe jumped on with Bron and them, because the Dream Team was extremely focused and had a purpose. Kobe coming had a purpose. He was trying to rehab his image, which obviously worked out well. Now with these guys, I think some of the younger guys, and it's hard for Tatum and also, you know, other guys that you just coming off of playing an extra 2 months or 2.5 months of basketball to go, and now you're going to play against teams that have been practicing. I imagine those European teams, they've probably been practicing probably a month or so before, maybe even a little bit longer than the NBA player or the U.S. team.
Well, and they've played together growing up through the youth ranks, right? Because there's enough competition, yeah, but not quite as much, right? It's much more focused, right? Sure. They're not playing on different AAU teams as much, you know, for example, in the European countries, right, as compared to America.
Yeah, I'm just talking about this year. So while Tatum, White, all these guys are playing, now granted there's, you know, LeBron's been off for a while and all that, but they are practicing together. So they know each other a little bit better, but the mistakes that they're making, they shouldn't make. They look like a bunch of guys that didn't really. They probably thought they were going to use the exhibition as like their warm up, and then, you know, South Sudan is like, listen, bro, it's coming off the rim. We don't even know who Anthony Davis is. You know, matter of fact, I'm trying to, you know, make my name, you know, make a name for myself. I just think that and that's just part of it. You know, I just think Joel Embiid has a tremendous opportunity to take his, you know, I guess his brand or stardom to another level. And to me, I go off of what he says in his actions, right? The year before he won the MVP, it's a great argument that he should have won it. He was really focused to win it then. He was really focused on the one-on-one matchup against Joker. And then after that, you're like, that's the apex. That's the hype for him. Now it's a chance where you could do something that's, if you only play on one Olympic team and you win a gold medal and you start stacking these things with your career, then you start moving up the ladder of the best big man of all time, right? Say he gets a couple championships, right? Whether he gets one soon and gets one late, like a swan song. You got a gold medal. I'm sure he'd probably win another MVP in that time. You got two MVPs. He's going to score a ton of points, right? Because that's what the league is based on. Now you're starting to look some guys in, look them eye to eye more regularly, and you're starting to be thought of in another light.
So what you're saying is this Olympic cycle has less to tell us about who Joel Embiid is as a player and more what his legacy is and will be.
I don't know what he's thinking about like that, but I was just Joel Embiid is probably the most talented big man to come in talent wise and his way he's developed in a very long time. He played soccer, mm-hmm. right? His footwork and stuff is impeccable. He's now a stretch five, a legit. If you leave him open, he's gonna bust you up. So even if he is playing a pick and roll, pick and fade, pick and pop, pick and slow slip with Steve Kerr, that fits his game almost a little bit better than just staying underneath the hoop and just going block to block. So and then obviously with Tatum, he has a legit excuse that where he expended a lot of energy on the defensive end when he was playing in the championship and all season, shots come and go. And obviously he played well, last night. But it's just interesting to me when I watch the women, they were struggling against Belgium. Belgium could match them with size. But the one thing Belgium did, and they were talking about it, they've been practicing a lot longer than the men. That's why I asked you. And people forget, in the exhibition for them, Belgium was up by 13 points going into the fourth quarter. The women came back, and Wilson and Stewart decided to say, we're going to send you home with a 1-point loss. But it's not easy task in the Olympics, but. Lack of focus. When you have players talking about it, you got the coach talking about it, you're professional enough, you got to start to, handle your own business before you, start talking about, we got an older team.
Well, I mean, and the fact that this is not their job. This is their brand more than their job.
Right.
And so then people get out of team first thinking for brand first thinking. And here's what I need to work on in off season, because this is still off season for them. No matter how you sell it, pitch it, package it, it's off season. So what's Embiid think he needs to work on? Well, this will certainly change it, because it's like, well, no, it doesn't matter what skill you have if you're not in shape.
Right.
It's a thing. Tatum, what are you working on? Well, I'm working on recovery. I'm working on recovery so I can get ready to defend this title. Okay, that's really good, but it doesn't help you beat South Sudan. It's just not in place. Everybody else is brand building. Everybody else not named LeBron and Curry are in brand building. Curry and that group, KD. KD is going to be KD. Embiid's not at the point where he's going to be Embiid all the time. Tatum doesn't have that part of him that makes him Jason Tatum all the time.
Yeah.
So, listen, they're going to get this. They're going to have another hiccup before it's done. That they'll have to fight through.
Yeah.
And then they'll have an exceptional performance where we go, yep, it was okay. This is what they planned anyway. Right? Yeah. This is who you're supposed to be. Woo! Sorry to doubt you. That's how it'll work.
Yeah. Yeah, they'll end up pulling through. It's just apparent there's some individuals that have a definitely individual mindset. But we're going to take a quick break. I want to ask you guys to think about this. And when we come to break, because we're going to be real short. Mike Trout out for the season, meniscus tear. People always think of the ACLs and all that. But meniscus tears are hard or tricky to come back from. I want you guys to think about Mike Trout, the injury bug, which it seems some of it is bad luck and obviously meniscus tear here. Does it take him down a notch, where he goes? Obviously, he's going to go in the Hall of Fame, but You talking about how he started. You talking about the modern day or new age of version of Pete Rose with legitimate power. Now it's like, do the Angels move him or not? So, Jay Foreman, DP, Austin Norman, take a quick break. We'll be right back.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.